Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, a man who had a great career. We spoke to Dale Finucane earlier. This bloke, as revered at St George Illawarra. I'm talking about Dean Young, and he joins the run home with Joel and Michelle. Hello, mate.
How you going, guys?
Good afternoon.
How's it back in the nest? You left him for a little while to go to the Cowboys. You're back, and it's all up and about.
Yeah, no, it's been good to be back. I had a great time up north with the Cowboys. It's a great club full of great people, but the opportunity to come home came up, and I've worked with Shane Flanagan before, and we've stayed in touch ever since, and decided it was the right time to come home, and it's been great.
What I want to ask you first of all is the impact that Shane Flanagan's obviously had on this side, and quite immediately. Ben Hunt was off and leaving and didn't want to be there and wanted to go back up to Queensland. And then the situation that unfolded with Zach Lomax and the way that was handled and the fact that he could still have him in the right headspace to not only play but play as well as what he's playing. Pretty impressed with what Shane's been able to do.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's obviously won a grand final before. So when someone walks through the door with that on your resume, straight away players listen. He's been great to work for. I've had a good relationship with Shane when I worked in the Dragons previously. And when he offered me the chance to come back and work with him, I took it with both hands. He empowers you to do your job and lets you do your job without micromanaging. So you make sure you work hard for him and you don't want to let him down. And I know the players are responding to the way he wants things done. So we've just got to try to keep this momentum that we've built up and try to keep it going into Thursday.
Chatting to Dean Young, legend of the St George Illawarra team now. Dean, I'm sure he's as sick to death of the Lomax chat just because it hasn't stopped. But I just wanted to share this. I posted a survey around, you know, obviously Toto will have one spot in the State of Origin side, and who should be the other winger? The contenders were Joseph Swali'i, Zach Lomax, Addo Carr, or other. 55% have said Zach Lomax. Do you reckon he'd be up for the challenge?
Oh, Zach's always up for the challenge. That's the type of person he is. He's always wanted to play State of Origin. He's always wanted to, you know, play for Australia. He's wanted to win grand finals. He's very ambitious and he works extremely hard. And although there's been a lot of news about him being on the wing, from an assistant coach point of view, he's come to training and worked really hard on his craft and trying to nail that spot, even though that he hasn't spent a lot of time there before. And he, as you all can see, he's doing a great job there for us. So I know if he got given the opportunity to play for New South Wales, I know he wouldn't let him down.
I know the Anzac Day, we'll talk about that in a moment, but this particular clash itself, the Dragons versus the Roosters, very iconic and important to yourself, Dean. Of course, you win that grand final. And what I loved about it most is, Michelle, the St George or St George Illawarra hadn't won anything since 1979, which his dad was a major part of, Big Craig. Mm-hmm. And I was very lucky to be on the ground as Craig comes over to embrace Dean. And it's this fixture, Dean, isn't it? The Dragons and the Roosters. But can you take us back to, you know, people forget how close it was at halftime. What did the great man Wayne Bennett say at halftime?
I think he said something along the lines of, go play like the Dragons.
Nice.
And that was it.
Simple.
That was it. He was very simple. And his messages were always simple. And you're right, we're down by, I think, 2 points at halftime, if I'm correct. And we're turning over a lot of ball, and which wasn't our style of football. We completed high and defended our way to victories was our style. And we certainly weren't playing our best style of football in the first half, and he got to us at halftime and said that, you know, go play like the Dragons, and we knew exactly what that meant, and we went out the second half and managed to finish it off. So it was good times. It was a long, long, long time ago now.
When did you know you had it? Was it your try, or was there a try beforehand? When did you think this is ours?
I can't really remember. I think when we got a few tries ahead, that probably sealed the deal. We're pretty hard to run down, that team. We're pretty good defensively, and once we got our noses in front, we sort of stuck to what we did, and I can't really recall getting run down too many times. So once we hit the lead, we just kept on doing what we did, and it was, you know, great memories and a great team to be involved in.
Can I ask you, as an insider, what it's actually like seeing, you know, Kyle obviously be there with his father? I mean, I worked at Penrith and saw Nathan and Ivan, and sometimes Ivan had to be a little bit harder on Nathan, just because he felt like he had to in the early days. What's that like? Is Kyle fitted into the side? I mean, he seems to be going okay on the paddock, but what's that relationship like?
Yeah, Kyle's been great ever since he's arrived. He's turned up in really good shape and probably got signed to play, you know, a bit of hooker or back-up hooker. And with what happened with Junior Amone, he's found himself in the halves with Ben Hunt, and I think he's a really good foil for Ben. He's just concentrating on defending well, kick-chasing well, and organising the team to free up Ben Hunt. And he's obviously helping Ben in that area, and I'm glad he's at our club. He's doing a really, really good job. In terms of relationship and what it's like, I suppose it'd probably be different for each father and son. My relationship with my dad, I'm close with my dad, but he was never the head coach. He was just in different parts of different roles within the club. So, I enjoyed having him around, and I got to share some special moments with him, as Joel just touched on. But what I see with Kyle and Shane treats him exactly like he treats every other player in the team, and he certainly doesn't miss him at different stages. He got him a beauty the other week at halftime, didn't miss him. So the players know that there's no favouritism there, and Kyle, big boy, and he handles it and gets on with the job. So I'm sure they're enjoying working together, and both of them are doing a good job at the moment.
I tell you, Michelle, and you'll probably hear for this, Dean, where Kyle, they do this, it's not a yo-yo, it's like they call it a bronco, where you go up and back, and Kyle, and sometimes you get confused about, which hat did I go to last time? And he inadvertently had missed a hat. Right. So Shane, the dad, who's the coach, could easily just go, mate, you're my son, you're doing this, but he held it back and jammed him in front of the whole team. Is that right, Dean?
Yeah, I do recall that in the preseason. He did miss a rep by accident, and Shane didn't miss him again.
What about your favourite memory for the Anzac Day clashes themselves?
Oh, it's just an incredible game to be a part of. I've been away for 3 years, and the Cowboys do play. They have played footy on Anzac Day, but I think the Dragons versus the Roosters at Allianz Stadium is, you know, it's where it first started back in 2002, and I was blessed to play in 9 games, and I think I won 8 of them. So I had lots of good memories to be involved in. I've been lucky enough to be assistant coach of the Dragons for about 6 of them. So I think the one we won on the bell with Benny Cray scored a try off of Mick Wayman offload right at the death was pretty special. And but you just don't take it for granted, you know, that it's more than playing for the Roosters or playing for the Dragons. The day's more than that. So I know both teams will go out and give their best for obviously all the people that have served and this country and all the people that continue to serve this country.
How do you approach the week as a coach? I imagine it'd be pretty difficult because you want to respect the moment, but you don't want to overcook things. It's going to be a big occasion for the boys. How have you gone about it this week?
My experience is that we don't overthink it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, regardless of the form going into these games, whether the Roosters are in form and the Dragons aren't, or vice versa, you know that the form's out the window. And, you know, both teams are going to be going at it. And I think you've got to talk about the day and what it means and what it represents. But the players are well aware because it's such a spectacle. And, you know, we had a couple of Army guys come in the other day and speak about some of the experiences, and all the boys are just eyes wide open listening. And then, you know, you think about Well, from my point of view, when I was playing, I remember listening to the last post and looking up into the stands full of, you know, Dragon supporters and, you know, how special it was. And you're thinking, well, people before me come out of the trenches and run into open fire, and all I've got to do is run into Adrian Morley or Craig Fitzgibbon. It's not too bad.
That's right.
It's not too bad.
Well said. Can I ask you this too, Dean? Like, obviously, Zach Lomax is getting heaps of praise. Leads the Daly M's at the moment. Everyone knows about Ben Hunt's feats, the highlights reel for Tyrell Sloan. But the manner in which you approach your game, is there one or two players in the club this year that you're going, geez, they're having a great season, and maybe not being so recognised so much?
Oh, I think if you look at Frankie Molo, how consistent Frankie's been this year. I had him at the Cowboys the first year I was up there. And, you know, to be honest, after 10 minutes, you'd have to get Frankie off the field. He'd always go balls out and as hard as he could, but he'd fall off a cliff really, really early, and was not that consistent as a player. And this preseason, he's just bought into everything that our performance staff have thrown at him, and he's lost a lot of weight, and he's in great nick and incredible shape, and he's playing really, really well for us. And I think across the first seven games, he's probably been one of our most consistent performers in our forward pack and in our team.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, that's for sure. Hey, Dean, all the best. As you know, you don't need me to tell you, it's a massive day, and your record 8 from 9. I don't know if Flano been a part of one of these days before, do you know?
He would have been when he was assistant coach back in 2020. He would have been. Yeah, so he would have, yeah.
Okay, there you go, mate. All the best. It's a massive game, and we can't wait to see it. All the best, Dean Young. Thanks for your time on the run home with Joel and Bish.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
There he is, a legend player for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, and anyone who's coached him just absolutely rave about the bloke. And to have him back at the club, there's no coincidence having people like himself and Flano that they are on the improve.
I did want to ask him, but I got a little bit gun-shy thinking, I should have let him know. But I'd love to see when he wants to be a head coach. Like when his name's been bandied around for so long. There's a couple of clubs up and about that are, you know, looking for a coach maybe in the future.
Well, his first year at the Cowboys, they extended themselves. Yep. We're seeing the same at the Dragons.
Everywhere he's been, he's done good work. So I've only ever heard wonderful things about him. Don't know him personally, but there you go.
The chats with Dean Young and Dale Finucane, and just two ripper blokes. You can catch those on the YouTube, The Run Home with Joel and Michelle, or the podcast belatedly if you're not already listening to it right now. The Run Home, thanks to the Hyundai Starry Load. The van, drive away in a Hyundai Starry Load from $49,490. T's and C's apply.